ready.
We're on.
I'm ready.
We're on.
Cameron, I'm ready.
We're on.
Hey guys, welcome to the Dad Podcast. this is your boy Chad Hoy, and this is my compatriot forever and always,
Cameron. And we're here to bring you an episode.
What's your name?
It's called a half cadence. I said my name's Cameron.
Cameron what?
And we're here to bring Cameron Weaver, and we're here to bring you episode 71 of the DBC. Guys, we realize that we skipped 69. We're fully aware. Also,
God.
So welcome to episode 71. Chad, I want to play a fun game with you. And by that, I mean, at any point during this podcast, when you say bang to me, I'm going to take a shot of tequila, but only once. So it only works once.
Wait, that's...
You have one shot in the chamber.
Wait, no, that's not how a game should be. It should be how many
times...
Well,
I'm out of tequila after this one shot, so...
Bang.
All right, here we go.
You knew that was going to be immediate.
I was hoping you would do that.
Yeah, I know. I should have waited until the end for you to be like,
or else what? Now what am I going to do with all this drunk? I made 2 vodka sunrises for this episode, so I wouldn't need to leave during the middle of it to get a second one after I made the first one. So I just have both of them right in front of me. Chad can confirm. I showed them to him before I sat down, and he let out a big sigh and was very annoyed. He even said, "I'm just annoyed with you," and that's a direct quote.
It's not a direct quote
for you.
I mean, it is, but it's also out of context. You didn't provide the whole sentence.
What's the rest of the sentence then, Chad?
Cameron
doesn't
said,
make it better.
No, Cameron said, "Is something wrong?" And I said, "No, I'm just annoyed with you."
How does that change the context?
Because obviously I was just being the straight man and being fake annoyed. And then you were like, "Is something wrong?" And I was like, "No, it's just a bit," basically, is what I was saying. So I thought you misunderstood.
Chad, you look like a military father.
Thank you.
Yeah, dude. You look daddy as hell. Like, you're the principal of, like, a military boarding academy. And, like, you're telling your kids they need to shape the shit up.
Is it because of the mustache? With the haircut?
And the haircut. Yeah, absolutely. I dig it, though. You look very... Yeah, you look daddy as fuck. Is that for my benefit or for your own?
Yours. I was also looking at me while I was doing it.
That's why I asked. Now Chad's just... Ooh, that's gross. Chad's doing various tongue-flicking motions towards himself in the camera. Yeah, that's how you do it. You got, ooh, he can curl his tongue into a clover, ladies and gentlemen.
And gentlemen. You know, what's funny is...
I've seen your tweets lately. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I'm trying to be a father soon. No,
What?
Yeah, I'm trying to be a dad. Today I went and washed my car. Last Sunday I was at Lowe's before 10 a.m. I'm feeling like I'm ready to make the next step into fatherhood.
Yeah, but that would require
doing it.
I can just adopt a child. I don't have to even do sex.
Are they going to let you adopt a child?
Yeah. Look at me. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm not happy. I'm healthy. I'm not healthy. I'm like a person, and I'm willing to take a fucking baby. I think they'll be like, you know what? Yeah, it might be kind of hard for you to afford this, but okay. Yeah, we'll go with it.
We'll give you one.
Yeah, we'll give you one. There's so many.
We'll let you test drive one.
You want?
Take it off the lot.
What do you want, a white one, a brown one? What are you thinking? You know? Well, Kim walked away.
How much mileage do you want? How much mileage are you willing...
Yeah, red, brown, white, yellow. What are you thinking here? Some of them have, you know, 50,000 miles that came from Ethiopia. You know, some
of them have heated leather seats.
Yeah. I think in a way all babies have heated leather seats because they just poop so much.
So much hot just,
their butts, green goblin yeah, poop. Their butts are just little heated seats.
Oh, man.
Do you ever think I'm about... not... Go on.
Go ahead.
Oh. Nope.
You.
Okay. Yeah, so do you ever think about how... This is dumb. You know when, like, you have a poop and, like, your butthole just is burning? Like, it's just hot.
Yeah.
You think...
But I eat...
Like, do you think...
Hot Lay's potato chips a lot.
You think babies feel that, but, like, they just can't communicate it?
Why do you think they scream? Of course their buttholes are on fire. And
they're like, wow, that was... Why'd she give me the jalapeno applesauce?
Yeah.
What was she thinking? Mom?
Jalapeno applesauce sounds bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it does, actually. I was thinking, like, baby food. All baby food looks like applesauce. I don't know.
Yeah. Also, they do have weird combinations of flavors like that. It's like squash and roast ham.
Ew. I've never eaten baby food other than when I was a baby, obviously. But I mean, like...
Yeah, I don't... It's not for me.
Some people have, and they're like, it's not bad. And I'm like, well, it's probably not bad, but like...
I think those people have iron deficiencies. That's why people eat the cushion out of, like, seats in a car. Those heated leather seats.
People eat the cushion? What?
Have you ever watched My Strange Addiction? People eat everything.
Well, yeah, there was, like, a lady who ate cinder blocks, but, like, that's not normal, you know?
Well, I'm not saying it's normal. I'm just saying it's been done.
Everything's been done, Cameron.
That's nothing, fair.
There's nothing new under the sun.
If you think you're special, you're not.
Ecclesiastes.
You're not special.
I'm not even a huge fan of the Bible at this point in my life, but Ecclesiastes, I'm down with it.
No one is special.
And if everyone's special, then that still means no one's special.
I don't want you to think that you're special.
Oh, everyone's unique? That means everyone's unique, which means really no one's unique.
That means uniqueness is in itself not unique.
You know you need unique New York.
I was just about to make that damn joke.
I knew you were gonna.
A New York, you were gonna.
You know you need, I knew you were gonna. Anyway, yeah, so me.
Red pleather. Yellow leather heated seats.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. I try really hard. It's not great.
No.
Wow.
Okay. Chad, how was your week, buddy? What have you been up to?
I don't want to fucking talk about it.
That's fair. Was it bad?
No, I'm just kidding. It was really good. I don't know, man. It's like, so work became a lot more stressful pretty quickly.
Oh, nice.
It's not great, actually.
I was being sarcastic.
Yeah, I know. I love my job, but this isn't going to make any sense to anybody. But so I work at a freight brokerage.
Humble brag.
We got a client who's like, not a client, a customer who's like giving us a lot more freight to move, and so like this whole week has been. I've been, like, drowning trying to keep up with everything. Cause, like, I have to build stuff. I have to track stuff. I have to, you know, because I'm not, like, on my own yet doing sales. I'm, like, helping a guy who does sales already. So, yeah, it was a hard week. I mean, the days fly by, though, because there's so much going on. But, yeah, it was rough at work, at least. I mean, other than that, it's been good. Like, I saw Infinity War last night. Hung out with Eric and Elijah per usual. Our friend from Indianapolis, actually, Vikram, moved here. So we've been hanging out with him now. He went and saw.
That's a cool name.
Yeah, he's Indian. You probably could guess. But yeah, his name's Vikram. But yeah, he's a cool guy. We had some fun. We just like last night I went and got a. So there's this grocery store called Fiesta. And it's like a it's like a Mexican groceria, but it's like it's like almost like a chain, at least in Austin. Like they have a couple, and they have this like fajita meat that's amazing. And so, like, ooh. And it's super cheap. It's like $2 to $3 a pound. So last night I went and got like a bunch of fajita meat and some steaks. And I went over to Eric and Elijah's and we like cooked like these rib steak things. And I had like some guacamole. And so we just like had a good keto, wholesome meal. And then we went to the movies, saw Infinity War. It was good. No spoilers. It was very good. I watched both Avengers the day of because the showtime wasn't until 10:45.
You're a monster. Wasn't that movie like long as shit?
Both were long. And then that one was long too. We got out of the movie at like 1:45, like three hours later.
That's a big day.
Yeah, like I watched three Avengers movies in one day for the first time. And what I have to say is, wow, they're good. There's a lot going on, but they're good. They're all pretty good. I like superhero movies, but it's not totally my jam. Is that okay to say?
Yeah, because I don't like them at all.
Yeah, I love Spider-Man, though. I fucking love Spider-Man. I'll watch any Spider-Man movie, except for Spider-Man 3. That was trash, but...
I'm jaded on Spider-Man. I think we talked about
that before. I know you are. Yeah, I know you are. You're like, why do we need another one? Yeah, like we really didn't need a new Spider... Like, why do we have a whole other actor doing Spider-Man?
It's because of... Sony was doing Spider-Man and Marvel needed one for Infinity War.
And they couldn't use Garfield still because he was great.
No, because he was in contracts with Sony. He was great, thank you.
Yeah, I...
Like I put him there.
Yeah. who's the guy? Tom Hardy, is that his name? The new guy?
Venom?
No. Oh, fuck, that is Venom. Who's the guy that plays Spider-Man?
Tom Hiddleston.
Is it Tom still? No.
Is he a doctor? He was one of the doctors, wasn't he, Tom Hiddleston? Who the hell is the new Spider-Man? Let me Google that. Who the hell is the new Spider-Man?
Spider-Man Homecoming. Just look up that. You'll know.
No.
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland. There's so many Toms in Hollywood.
In Hollywood. Yeah, I know.
Hey.
Nice.
That's what he calls his penis.
Nice.
Thank you.
Probably. But yeah.
Probably not.
He's cool. I don't know. Like, I really liked Spider-Man Homecoming. I thought it was super good.
I've heard.
But, like, the Andrew Garfield Spider-Mans were good, too. So it's like, fuck. You know, like, why is this guy in Avengers and not Garfield? But now I get that because contracts are.
Yeah. So. And I guess that Andrew Garfield is older. However.
And they wanted, like, a Spider-Man who seemed like he was in high school. You know, Tom Holland's still, like, 20.
Right. I get it. I totally get it. Totally get it. However, I refuse to watch it, and it kind of burned me on superhero movies.
I can't say
there's too much politics in superhero movies.
I think it's dumb that you refuse to watch it. I will say that, but...
Well, it's just, like, even when I do, they don't, like you said, they're not necessarily my jam. Like, I loved Wonder Woman. I'll probably see Wonder Woman 2. I probably will go see Venom because Venom's one of my favorite characters of anything.
Yeah, me too.
And this looks like a good treatment of Venom, unlike Spider-Man 3, the Tobey Maguire series.
Yeah, that was horrible.
So bad. So, so bad.
Like, that Spider-Man was so good. Spider-Man 1 and 2 were amazing with Tobey Maguire.
They're so good.
And then they were like, Venom's going to be here. Let's make Tobey some weird fucking emo fucking weird motherfucker. And it was like, okay.
Have him dance in a montage for a little bit.
Yeah. They just made him a big and it was just... Mute that. I only did it for the shock factor from you.
You totally shocked me. Did you see my face?
Yeah, I did. I did.
Let me make an edit point.
But yeah, be sure to bleep that. But yeah, no, I mean, like, it was...
Oh, my God.
I'm joking, but...
Yeah, no, they sucked.
The third one was bad. It was bad all around. And, like, I was...
Yeah.
I was, like, 16 when it came out. And even then, I was like, this isn't great.
Yeah. Dude, I used to watch Spider-Man 1 on my PlayStation Portable.
Why do you say Spider-Man so weirdly?
What, Spider-Man?
You say Spider-Man, like Slenderman.
Slenderman?
Yeah.
The Amazing Spider-Man?
The Amazing Slenderman.
Superman? Batman?
Yeah, what's that about? Explain yourself. Wow, you're almost done with that first tequila sound.
I'm almost done with this first one, yes.
Yeah, wow. Proud of you. I need to be almost done with my Kraken here. It's actually like
three. Oh, man! I went to my friend Sophia's apartment yesterday and hung out with that friend group. And they had Kraken, and they don't like Kraken, so they were going to give me Kraken when I left last night. And I forgot to pick up the Kraken!
Dude, Kraken's amazing, dude.
I know! They don't like it.
It's legitimately my favorite rum.
Yeah. I mean, well, it's good.
It's my favorite rum.
It's pretty good. I like it. So I'm real bummed because I was supposed to have Kraken. I just remembered because you're drinking Kraken. Say Kraken again.
Kraken.
Thank you. what were we saying before that?
We're talking about superhero movies.
Yeah. So what else did you do this week?
Man, I've been like trying to write things down because I'm always like, man, on the podcast, Cam asked me and I can't think of anything.
I literally ask you every week.
I know, and that's why I've been meaning to write stuff down. I wrote a couple songs. I've been working on more music.
Tight.
Yeah, I've noticed though, and this might be a problem, I only write when I've been drinking.
Yes.
Like, I cannot. I don't know what it is about alcohol, but it helps my creative juices flow.
Yeah. Maybe it's just. Yeah, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think that's a problem. You can't force creativity, so when it happens, it happens. So if it just happens to be when you're drunk, you gotta go with that. That's how famous authors back in the day ended up killing themselves.
That's a good point, though. Even though it was a joke, but it's good.
But honestly, yeah, it's true. It's good jokes are buried in truth.
Every joke has a kernel of truth.
Every day is a one.
You finished that tequila sunrise. You're on the second one.
Yes, it was vodka sunrise.
Sorry. Is that basically just a screwdriver, Cameron? Just be real.
Yeah. But it has grenadine in it. That's what makes it different.
Sunrise. Oh, it's orange and red.
I'm so told. It's a sunrise. I can't tell without my sunglasses on.
You made it. What's in it?
No, grenadine, orange juice, and vodka.
Yeah, so there's red and orange, which is why it's sunrise. Yeah. So if you put tequila in that, is it tequila sunrise still?
Yes. If you use tequila as the base liquor instead of vodka, it's a tequila sunrise.
Is that still a drink, though? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah.
Can I make a whiskey sunrise?
You could. I don't think it would look the same because whiskey's not necessarily. If you had a clear whiskey, like a Jameson, yes.
Is Jameson clear?
Isn't Jameson clear?
It's like brownish.
What am I thinking of? What's the clear whiskey?
There's no clear whiskey. There's some clear whiskeys. There's clear rum.
Rum sunrise.
It's white rum.
Rum rise. Ooh, rum rise sounds
That sounds nice.
Run-ro, Shaggy.
Rum rise.
Rum rise, Raggy.
Rum rise, Raggy. That's my best Scooby-Doo.
I've never tried a Scooby-Doo impression, so that was a bad time
I'm only good at Hanna-Barbera cartoon impressions.
We've talked about this, and I love it.
It's like, exit stage left, even. I'm like I'm good at fucking Snaggletooth, and I'm good at Snaggletooth. Is that his name? Snagglepuss.
What did you call me?
Okay, I'm good at Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss is when you're going when you have braces. Stop. And
do not finish that thought, please.
Snagglepuss.
Oh, Cameron.
Oh my god.
That's nasty. And apparently I'm good at Scooby-Doo. That was all I was getting at.
That was pretty good.
Oh, and Yogi Bear. I'm not going to do it, though.
Do it.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's go get us a picnic basket. That's not that good, actually.
I liked it.
My dad just used to say that all the time when I picked it up, though.
I love it.
And I can do Bill Cosby, which we all know. All right, this is for T Mama right here. Puddin' Pops!
You know what that just sounded like?
What?
We're making breakfast!
True.
Oh, man.
Oh, Theo, first you get the Jell-O, and then you go to jail for the rest of your life. I'm in prison forever.
I'm a prison bitch.
I did the bad things, Theo, and then they put me in jail cell. Oh man. Gonna regret that one.
Nope, I liked it. He
deserves it.
Yeah, he's the worst. I have a really...
I know, we all know.
Yeah. Yeah. Have I said that on here?
Several times.
Oh, that's a bad joke. I mean, it's a good joke, but it's very dark.
Yeah, he made fun of... Not made fun of. He gave you that shit about being divorced.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say at all.
Oh, I think you're going to talk about Bill Cosby.
No, that... I was. I have a Bill Cosby joke.
Oh, you probably you know haven't what I'm talking said this about. One. Maybe.
I don't think I have, and I don't think I will. I don't want anyone to think that I'm making light of anything that happened about that, but it is a good joke.
Jeff, but no. Groupies.
Yeah, in a way.
Go on.
Okay, if you
can always cut it out.
But... Here, this is what I'm gonna. This is how I'm gonna spin this joke. I want this to be an Urban Dictionary word, because bad people who put drugs in other people's drinks are making a Cosbypolitan.
I don't think he have said that, but that's pretty good.
Thank you. Don't ever make Cosbypolitans. Let's just make that clear. Cosbypolitan's my favorite smutty magazine that you can see when you're checking out groceries at the Walmart. Dude, I went to Walmart today to pick up a couple things, and this was the first time that I put headphones in and walked around Walmart. It dramatically increased my enjoyment of that entire experience.
Like the joy? Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have to listen to Walmart noise.
Yeah, which is just like quiet anger. I don't even know.
Yeah. It's there's a tension in Walmart that is unlike anywhere else.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe it's just – well, no, you have them in Tennessee. I haven't been to a Walmart since I lived in Indiana. So, like,
– good.
I don't remember.
It's rough, man. It's rough. You can, like – you can go on vacation, and the first thing you do is you pull in, you check into where you're going. Then you go to Walmart to get supplies. And that entire – every time you go to Walmart, it's just miserable. It's in the air. I think it's a literal tension. That you could cut with a knife.
Why do you think that is?
Because no one ever wants to be at Walmart, especially that's the people true. Working at Walmart.
Well, the people working there don't, but a lot of people love
Walmart. The opposite of Disney World employees. Those are the two sides of the spectrum of enjoying your job. You're either Disney World or Walmart.
I think that's pretty accurate. That or like a pawn shop. You ever been to a pawn shop?
Yeah.
Those people hate their job.
They do. It's like, yeah, I bet all that stuff they like accidentally like had to inherit. And now they're like, how do I make the best of this? Let me try to sell it.
It's not even about everyone. Well, no, it's just like pawn shops just deal with the worst people on the planet.
Who are entitled. They're like, This is a cane that my grandmother used to beat a raccoon to death one time.
I think
this should be way more than worth a dollar.
I think you're thinking more of Pawn Stars and less about...
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah, about. No. I'm talking about, like, shitty, like, local pawn shops where people don't really... aren't really selling their grandparents' heirlooms. They're just like...
Yeah.
The people who go in to buy stuff at pawn shops are just the worst.
Where do you go to buy the rest of the chess pieces?
The chess pieces? Oh, pawn shop. Okay. I was like, what? What are you connecting to chess? And then...
I need to go to rook.
Is there a knight shop? Is there a king and queen shop? Yeah, it's, yeah. They're, we covered all of them. Is there
we did.
Is there just a complete set shop anywhere, maybe? You know what I've always wanted to do?
What?
I always wanted to play chess in, in Central Park in New York City.
Yeah, like that short before A Bug's Life.
Yeah, I've just always wanted to play chess with an old man in New York City. Like,
dude, I get that. I have that exact same desire.
And I actually want to live in New York City a little bit, at least for a little bit.
Mm.
For a spell.
Good luck to ya.
I've been watching a lot of Seinfeld, and that's that spurred me even harder to kind of want to live there.
Dude, I had to walk like a block and a half away from my coffee shop today. I would not survive in Newark.
I would love being able to like walk or take a subway anywhere. It's great.
I wouldn't mind being able within walking distance of places, but I don't love subways.
Well, I'm a bigger fan of like Quiznos and Jimmy John's too, but I'm talking about
totally.
But I'm talking about like the New York subway, like under the ground train.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, I love that.
Oh yeah, that's great. No one was talking about sandwiches. Jersey Mike's, which, both better, obviously.
Oh yeah, Firehouse.
Yeah, Fire. I don't know.
Penn Station. That's the one I was thinking.
Penn Station's good.
Penn Station's good. Fries.
Forget about it.
Penn Station fries.
When I ask Penn Station I get fries, I just ask them to turn the whole little cardboard container thing upside down. When they put it in the bag so that all of them are bottom baggers.
Life hack.
That's gross, I think.
No. It's not.
I don't know if we have a Penn Station in Austin. I'm looking it up right now. I don't know if we this have any of these. Austin has a Quiznos. I thought Quiznos was extinct.
There's one. Dude, I haven't seen a Quiznos in ages.
There's one in Austin.
Do you have a Noble Romans in Austin?
Fuck no.
Fuck.
I'm sure we don't.
Fuck. I need to find... I'm going to Google where my nearest Noble Romans
is. I'm pretty sure Noble Romans is like almost an...
I don't think it exists, yeah.
In Indiana.
They live in gas stations sometimes, and that's it.
It's like an Indiana thing, though, I think. I don't think it's a national...
No, there are two Noble Romans in Evansville, Indiana.
That's not... close to you.
No, it's not at all.
But it's worth it.
Wait, there are a few Noble Romans in Indiana. They are an Indiana thing. Oh, wow. Oh, sweet giblets. Wait, is there one right down the freaking road? No, wait, that's Evansville.
That's an Evansville, buddy.
Damn, I gotta make a road trip.
Please do not make a road trip to Noble Romans.
Shut your mouth, I would. Who can I pick up on the way? I can pick up Mal on the way. Mal, you want to go to Noble Romans? Hit me up.
Mal hasn't listened to this podcast in years.
That's true.
I'm kidding. Hey, I was going to ask you.
Why is there a little heart on your face?
There's not.
Oh, I can send emojis to you.
Oh, weird.
I'm going to send a heart.
I can't see them. Oh.
I don't know how to send it.
It made a heart on the screen.
Aw, cute.
Cute. Okay. I did want to say this while we're talking about Noble Romans. There was a Noble Romans whenever I'd go home from Indianapolis to
Usually to Wabash, actually. When I was going to see my dad,
yeah,
there was this Noble Romans that I would always stop at because for some reason, 15? No, it was like near Indy, between Indy and Wabash, but like closer to Indy.
Oh, okay.
There was this Noble Romans, and I always stopped there because for whatever reason, I always had to get gas there.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's probably like 20 miles out from Kokomo.
Okay.
Like on like 22 or some shit. I can't even remember the road.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I would always take like 30, whatever, some road that wasn't an interstate, and I would go to Wabash, and I would always stop this Noble Romans, and every time.
Was it a gas station with Noble Romans?
Yes.
Or was it a Noble Romans? Okay.
It was a gas station with Noble Romans, and I always get a little baby Noble Romans pizza.
Yeah.
Always. Every time. No matter how long I'd been doing keto. I would always be
love
it's the weekend,
their
man.
Breadsticks.
No, oh,
I think they have the best breadsticks in the game.
In high school, dude, Breadstick Tuesdays. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
baby. I was in a yearbook senior year of high school, and we would leave to go like get sponsors for the yearbook, and half of the time we would just drive out to Iwu, and that gas station right off the campus used to have Noble Romans in there.
Sue.
Breadstick Tuesday. 99-cent bag for 5 B sticks.
Dude, that's
baby.
So weird. In high school, we used to go to Breadstick Tuesday after school, like every Tuesday.
Yes.
That and that same Noble Romans, like they had.
We might have just passed each
like
other
my,
every time.
Like my junior and senior year, I would go there like every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a tradition. And then we'd go to like Fazoli's like once a week.
Oh, remember when Jordan worked at Fazoli's?
Oh, and he brought breadsticks. Oh my God!
Yes, Jordan, that was one of the best nights of my life.
Jordan brought like 100 breadsticks to our dorm in college,
just in a hot metal tin.
It was
he
amazing.
Walked in.
Easy.
There were 100 breadsticks in this bin.
We're like,
and
wow.
Like, eat up, and we did. There were five of us.
We each had
20.
We ate them. There were not. There were no survivors.
You know what, Chad? Too. You know what was the worst part about all that?
What?
It was easy. It was so easy.
It was not hard to slam 20 breadsticks. You're right.
They're just buttery. They're just already lubed up with butter and garlic.
You just slide them right down your fucking throat. Yeah.
Like Kobayashi.
Yeah. Like, sure. Yeah. Like Kobayashi.
The professional hot dog eater.
I know who he is. I always prefer we would, you know, reference Joey Chestnut, a true American.
Okay, I like that.
Just a thought.
When I was in college, there was an actual Noble Romans restaurant in Indianapolis, and my friends and I would go there as often as possible. And I remember the day I decided to drop out again, there was a lot of turmoil in my life. I drove myself out there, and it was shut down.
Which one?
It was one. There was one in Indianapolis, or very close.
Oh, the Noble. Okay.
It was an actual restaurant, and it was closed down, and I was so sad because that happened to me when I was a child. The one in Marion was shut down, and then the one in Indianapolis that I found after all those years was shut down. It was one of the worst days of my life.
Excuse me, I just had a large pull for my Kraken.
That sounds dirty.
It is. Yeah, so when I was young.
When I was a young boy. My father took me into the city.
Actually, yeah.
To see a marching band.
Go on, keep going.
He said, son, when... You grow up, and then you're the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned.
I don't know where it goes from there.
Yeah, I need the music because it starts to go hard.
Teenage is scared of living shit out of me.
They could care less as long as some country boy I love you.
I knew as soon as I went, ah, that you were all over it. I knew you were all over that Vine reference. Wow.
You know what, Vine? What were you going
to
say?
Honestly, I hate having the same fucking brain as you. It's the same. I honestly feel like we could both be smarter if we just didn't share a brain.
If we didn't share a brain.
Yeah, exactly. You know what?
You know what Vine I was reacquainted with last night?
I hope it's not the free Shibaka because I hate that one.
No. It was better. It was the I love myself. Even though I look like a burnt chicken nugget. I still love myself. I love it.
Yeah. That kid's amazing. And to think that he's like 20 years old now is weirder. It's true. He was probably like pushing 12, maybe like 10 or 11.
Yeah.
He's like a teen now, like a late teen, like 18 or 19. And
he scares the living shit out of me.
He could be in college.
Even though I look like a burnt chicken nugget.
Like what?
Who told him that he looked like a burnt chicken nugget?
And you know what?
You know that's how that happened.
Who at that age has enough self-esteem to make that Vine? Because when I was a young fat boy, I would have been like, nope. I hate myself. Yeah. You're right. I do look like a burnt chicken nugget, and I'm ugly as fuck. You're right. That hurts me.
As a fat old boy, I still think that. If someone called me a burnt chicken nugget, first I'd be like, huh? But then I'd be like, oh, you know what? You're probably right. I can twist that to make myself believe that.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest. I didn't hear half of what you said. I was like looking at you and listening. But
that's not how that works.
The alcohol has taken over. I thought I was listening. But my eyes went out of focus. And I missed it.
And you weren't looking at me or listening to me.
I was looking at you and then I just went out of focus. I don't know how to. What'd you say? Something about bullying?
Nope.
I was in my own head. I was thinking about like when I fought somebody in sixth grade.
You want to talk about it? Chad's laying on his back now.
Sure. Yeah. So when I was in sixth grade,
what's this therapy? It's like I just see you crossing like one leg over the other leg, and now you crossed your arms.
Yeah. So when I was in sixth grade, I was in gym class. And we were doing this, and this is what I was thinking of. This is why I missed what you said, Cameron. We were in sixth grade. I was in gym class, and like near the end of the year, we just like it was gym class, and they're like, "We don't know what to do with you."
What class were you in at the time?
Gym class, and so when they, I know you asked because I've said it like 5 times.
Thanks for explaining the joke.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was in gym class, and anyway, so it was like the end of the year, it was like the last 2 weeks, and they like put us on the track, and they're like, yeah, you guys just walk around, just walk for the whole fucking period, and we're like, yeah, badass. And we did this thing where me and three to five other people would walk one way, and then we had a group of friends who were walking the other way on the track. So we're going like the opposite way around the track. So we would meet at points.
Yeah.
And we would do this like funny thing where we had just been acquainted with West Side Story.
Oh, nice.
And so we're like the Jets and the Sharks. Yeah. So we would like snap while we're coming up to, and we're all, we were all in choir, and you know,
that is funny.
And so we all, when we were walking up to each other, we'd like snap, and then we'd like pretend fight. We'd have like a rumble.
Was Luke Harris a part of this?
Oh my god, what?
Just a guess.
Do you know this story?
No,
Cameron. This is the focal point of the story.
Oh wow.
Do you know him?
Yeah, I know Luke Harris.
From what?
CSA, dingus.
When did he do CSA?
Like one of the years I did.
Weird. Okay, wow. Yeah. So, Sixth grade.
We have the same brain, remember?
Yeah, but that was weird. I haven't even mentioned his name, like, ever in front of you.
So, that's super fair. Weird. That's true.
There's this girl, Veronica, in sixth grade who I was in love with, right?
Great name. I don't know if I've ever met, like, an unattractive Veronica.
I have not. It still rings true, but I'm not in love with her anymore. But I had this journal, and one day I wrote in it, I was like, today, and it was such a sixth grade. Like, even writing it, I was super self-aware. I was like, this is like some lame TV show shit that I'm writing.
If anyone found this.
Yeah, if anyone found this, this would suck. And I wrote this thing, and I was like, today, Veronica looked at me, and it was amazing. She's like an angel or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And, like, we had a passing period. I was in, like, Excel, so that's smart kid classes. And we were in same room for, like, 5 periods in a row a day. So we had a passing period, but, like, we'd, like, you know, go out and walk around for 4 minutes and come back to class. And we went and walked around and I came back. Someone had been snooping on my journal. It was Luke Harris. He had read my...
What?
He read my journal.
And why'd you have it at school?
Because I was writing in it at school.
Oh, no.
And I was in a chair, like, in the back of the class away from people because I probably had ADHD, but I still haven't been diagnosed with it, and I hadn't been diagnosed then. But I was a disruptive student in sixth grade. And so I was in this chair in the back, wrote this in my journal, and someone read it. And they were like, Chad, like, everyone made fun of me for it. And I was like, oh, my God, what the fuck?
That's horrible.
Yeah. They were, like, my friends, so they were, like, giving me a hard time. But I was also like, what the fuck? This was, like, 2 months later. We're doing the gym thing. It's, like, the end of the school year. Luke Harris, we're walking around the track. And he says this thing like, oh, Veronica, she's like an angel.
Oh, and I, no.
And I had anger problems in middle school. And I grabbed him and I basically tackled him. But like, I basically suplexed him. And that was that. But I mean, like, I got in trouble. Like, I didn't, like, get a referral or anything. But our gym teacher was like, you know, I knew this was going to happen. You guys were joking about fighting. And then, of course, someone gets suplexed in my class. And I was like, yeah. Moral of the story is don't fuck with me because I'll fucking suplex your ass. I don't know why I felt the need to tell that entire story that lasted 10 minutes. But I think it was good. That's a beautiful, just, I like that you were playing the uke during that. It was nice.
Thanks.
Also, that was nice to get that off my chest. Maybe I should go to therapy.
Dude, I think everyone should.
Yeah, I do too, but it's expensive. Or it can be.
It doesn't have to be. If you have good health care, it's not that expensive.
My health care is okay. My company's pretty good. What's up?
Yeah. Do you have a best of Craigslist for the people?
Do you have a banner porno for the people?
I don't. I wasted all my good ones on episode 69.
Classic.
Oh, also, real quick. I hope you all liked my little EDM track at the end of last week's episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and listen to it. It's some of my best work.
Everyone who heard it didn't like it. Okay.
It's true.
So, here's the thing. All right, this reads...
Started out friends.
The headline reads, owner financing 60,000 square feet former prison in Northeast Colorado. Repurposed materials.
Okay.
$20 a square foot to purchase in just an hour drive from Denver on I-76. We're willing to be creative to sell or lease this property. Property address? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Property size 60,000 square feet on 7 acres. Property history: This facility was built in the mid-1980s. The last female inmates left in 2010. The property has been unoccupied since 2010. And then that's it. Okay, it's just a picture of a prison. The main thing is someone's trying to throw down on a prison on Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
I mean, weird. That's where you're – who's going to buy a prison? People on Craigslist.
I don't know.
You either experiment with men or buy prisons on Craigslist. That's it.
Okay, this is just a picture, but someone's selling a chair on Craigslist, and the headline reads "comfy chair," and then the picture has a chair that has probably 1,000 cigarette butts on it and a ton of ash, and then the body reads "just needs a little elbow grease."
Oh no.
It was nasty. You
think that chair is sold?
I doubt it. Okay, here we go. Alright. So this reads, this is a male looking for male.
Ooh.
The body reads, "I'm looking to hire a trustworthy personal assistant. I actually have housing to offer. I have a tiny guest room I turned into a closet, but it wouldn't take much to turn it back into livable quarters. Other than that, my house is only a one-bedroom, but I do have the best sofa couch money can buy." Sofa couch, that was redundant. Okay. "I do have money, but compensation would only be $100 a month. That and free living, including food. Granted, you eat with me wherever I go. A good driving record is required, as I don't like to drive, but you would be driving my vehicle, which I keep fueled up. I'm in my 30s. If you're interested, please contact me with your info. Thank you. Only real people with an adult intellect. Responsibilities would include having my back in fights, mixing drinks, sometimes help me get my truck unstuck from the sand, helping me cook out, helping me do yard work, and general shenanigans."
He's just looking for a friend.
Yeah, he just wants a friend.
Go outside and find a friend.
Go to a bar, maybe.
Go anywhere.
Anywhere in the world. I just done two. The body or the headline reads, "Looking for cock, $25.
$25?
The body reads, "I am looking for a really nice cock or multiple cocks. I know there's some out there. Please be close to Fredonia. I don't want to drive half the day to get my cock. I do like them big, but we'll take a little one as well. They just have to be healthy, clean, and smell good." And it's a picture of chickens. And I think I don't know if they're unaware or if they did that on purpose.
Here's the thing. If he used the word cock one less time, I would think it was a joke.
But they said it so much that...
So many times that, like, it's an active part of his everyday vocabulary when in reference to chickens. I think he's being serious, but it's hilarious. Definitely a farmer.
All right. This is the last one.
Okay.
The headline reads, "Urine by the gallon, $35.
No.
The body reads, "Diluted human urine is more efficient than any synthetic chemical fertilizer. Folk wisdom also claims that it's an excellent way to keep critters like rabbits, deer, and squirrels out of your garden." Excuse me.
Nice.
"It's also a quick..."
Ooh, that one.
Yeah. "It's also a quick nitrogen boost for a struggling compost pile. I'm making it easier on you by collecting it for you. It is stored in sterilized 1-gallon water jugs. Each deposit has been dipped with Phoenix 10 parameter 10 SG urine analysis reagent test strips to guarantee no signs of UTI and safety. How to use pee in your garden. If you can get over the ooh factor, urine in the garden makes good sense. Fresh urine is high in nitrogen, moderate in phosphorus, and low in potassium. It can act as an excellent high nitrogen liquid fertilizer or as a compost accelerator." Excuse me. "Components of urine. The exact breakdown of urine varies depending on the diet of the pee maker. The more protein a person consumes, the more nitrogen will be excreted into the urine. Typical Western diet pee has an NPK ratio of about 11 to 1 to 2. In comparison, blood meal is 12 to 2 to 1. and cottonseed meal is 722. So basically, I think that person is just selling their own piss and trying to market it differently.
Yeah, he's trying to like sell people
yeah.
his urine.
They're like, use this for stuff.
Dude, I had asparagus probably 4 times last week, and I drink coffee like a monster. My pee was real bad for a couple days there.
When?
Last week.
Oh, okay.
Guys, it's time for everybody's favorite segment, hate mail. We have 2 pieces of hate mail this week. What? It's about damn time! My gosh! How many times do we ask for hate mail and we end up reading none of it? So, Chad, if you want to read the one from John, I'll read the one from Taylor.
Does my audio sound any better? Or is it...
Yeah.
It sounds better or it sounds...
Yeah, it sounds way better.
Really?
Yeah.
God damn it. We've been recording...
This whole episode, your audio was coming through your headphones instead of your mic. It's okay.
Kill me.
We're new at this.
Yeah, we've been doing this for only 2 years. Johnny, thank you for the email. You're amazing. I love you. Okay. I'm also so glad Johnny listens to this. He also has a podcast, which right now I cannot remember the name of, but it's new.
Let us know. I'll listen to it.
I will.
Unless it's about sprots.
No, it's like they talk about games and stuff. Anyway, okay.
Ooh.
Not like games, but like, I don't know. What the? I'll have to look it up because I don't remember fully. Okay.
Wow, bad friend.
Yeah, for real. Okay, so Johnny, the subject line reads, Episode 69 is a hoax! In all caps. And then an exclamation point. The body reads, Sup, lip dinks. Sup, limp dicks. You may have tricked the rest of your listeners, but not me. I know deep down that episode 69 was never meant to be aired and probably wasn't even recorded. It was a marketing scheme thought up by our very own strategic boys to hype up the pod. That's some genius shit. I didn't know you two were fucking advertising wizards. Anyway, I have a quick question for you both. If you had the chance to bring peace to the entire world, but to obtain peace, you had to sucker punch in the gut the oldest living member of your family once a week. Forever yours, Dr. Reverend John J. Goodrich. Johnny, P.S., Chad's a bitch. P.P.S., Johnny, you're right. Okay.
Johnny, I have this to say. Johnny.
I could say something really horrible, but I won't.
I just want to say, wouldn't that counteract the peace if I were to punch my grandmother in the gut?
No, it'd be world peace, though.
Yeah, but there's still a tiny bit of non-peace in the world from punching my frail grandmother.
You fucking idiot. World peace doesn't mean there's no conflict at all. It means world peace between countries.
I'm just... Then yeah.
Here's the thing. The oldest member of my family right now has Alzheimer's.
Oh, so they would just...
Don't say it. I almost said it, but I'm not going to say it.
I won't. I'm not going to say it.
She wouldn't remember.
It's really sad.
She wouldn't remember.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is.
Very funny. Okay.
Fuck. Jeez. Sorry about that.
Grandma Bear, I love you so much. I miss you. And I wish... Actually, I don't wish you could listen to this. You would not be proud.
Shit.
But... yeah, so for me, look, for the greater good, yeah, I mean, I'll say yes. I mean, it's fucked up, but for anybody to punch the oldest member of their family in the gut ever, but, I mean, yeah.
Some people do it.
If it would avoid nuclear war, sure. Yeah, I would do it. Like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
She's a tough old broad. She'd be fine.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the hate mail.
Thank you, Johnny, for the hate mail. Love you. You're just getting kisses all over. Okay.
I nibbled your earlobe a little bit. The next one comes to us from Team Mama. And the subject line reads, brace yourselves, because Team Mama is heated!
Uh-oh.
I just scared my dog, and I feel really bad. I'm sorry, Mika. the body reads, Cam. It's just a lot of H's in a row, but I'm assuming that's how she wanted me to say it. First of all, your Snapchat bit where you're like, do I have any fetishes? Of course I do. Pasta. It's my fettuccine Alfredo. Did you see that Snapchat, Chad?
Mm-hmm.
It was a good bit. Everyone was so mad. I got so many angry replies to that.
People hate puns. I don't know why.
Even fettuccine Alfredo? Whatever. T-Baba continues. It's the face where all the eye lines and the mouth line look are the same horizontal lines. Five of them in a row. Truly terrible. Second, I almost threw up while driving because of that burping remix at the end. Remix. Holy cow, that was very unexpected and unpleasant. Yet, I kept listening to it and I hate myself. It's like with movies. You stay after the credits in case there's a little funny thing at the end. Usually I like the gem at the end of the episodes.
Thank you. I like that bit.
But this was so gross that I had to immediately shower when I got home because I could feel the burps through my speakers. Third, you don't smell soil in FFA. You judge it. How do you judge soil? Probably the same way people judge you boys, just looking at it. You're both filthy, smelly, dirty soil boys.
That's really good, actually.
That is good. Last, I ranted some of this to Cam through Snapchat while I was listening to the episode, and he had the audacity to tell me this would have made some great hate mail. Excuse me, but I'm pretty sure I have the longest, most beautifully crafted hate mails that you get the pleasure of reading. And please tell me how I could have sent this in hate mail when it was about the current episode. That's not how time works. Chad, are you a complete imbecile? A circle by definition is a curved line. How did you make it past fifth grade geometry? Although I must defend you in the case of tuna. Sure, canned tuna is the grossest form of it, but it's nutritious, which is something Cam doesn't understand, judging by the amount of Cheez-Its he consumes.
Let me stop you real quick.
True.
There's no such thing as fifth grade geometry. Go on.
I'm never going to get over the fact that you lost the episode you've been building towards for literally the entire podcast. That's the only reason anyone has stuck around. I stuck around because I feel bad and listen out of pity. Well, I think hats it from Team Mama this time. Hate you boys, hearts. P.S. I miss hearing Mal's hate mail. Miss you, Mal. More hearts. Thanks, Team Mama. She also sent us a bad lip reading of High School Musical, and I laughed a lot at that.
I did not read that yet, or watch it, actually, is what I meant.
It's a vid. It's really good. Wow. I feel a little burnt, a little more burned than usual. Finally, freaking audience members.
Thank you for sending us hate mail. Gosh dang it. It's the only thing that keeps us going. I almost threw up.
Well, I think that's it, Chad. We have another episode in the books. Gosh, I can't believe we get paid millions of dollars per episode.
I know. It's amazing.
It truly is. Guys, thanks so much for listening to episode 71 of the Dad Podcast. If you think you can do better at roasting our soft, shitty bodies, do so by emailing us at hoyweave@gmail.com. Chad went and grabbed a big thing of water. Yeah, so let us know how much you hate us and how much you resent us for not giving you episode 69. Also, you can catch up with us during the week on multiple social media websites so you don't feel like you're missing any part of our lives. Like when I get on Snapchat and talk about fetishes.
Chad, where can they find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on social media. My username is at Chad Hoy, and that's on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I haven't put up a Snapchat story in a while, but I plan on it soon. So let me know if you would like that. I tweet a lot, though. So basically just follow me on Twitter at Chad Hoy. Cameron. Oh, also, wait. I have music on Spotify under my name.
Hell yeah.
Just search my name. It's Chad Hoy. And should come up. Should be the first one there. It's like a little lion head. That's my EP of 5 songs. They're pretty okay.
They're great. Shut your fucking mouth.
Anyway, hopefully you like them. If you don't, that's fine.
Everyone has their... so much.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listener. Okay, so everyone has their opinion. If you don't like them, that's okay. Cameron, where can we find you on social media?
Guys, I'm on Instagram at LavinousCam, LavinousCam. Also on Snapchat. You can also find me on Twitter at LavinousCam2. It's LavinousCam2. I also make music. If you look up Staircase Wit, I recently got... I just sent off a bunch of stuff to be on a Switzerland radio program. So that's weird. Catch up, U.S. All my plays are coming from overseas, which I'll take. But still. Anyway, guys.
Plays are plays.
Thanks. They are. Thanks for being great and supporting us and listening to this show and listening to our music and following us on social media. We love you, and we like to interact with all of you because we're all friends in this weird little cult that we started. What? I mean, this weird little family of
family
maniacs that worship the same thing.
It's family.
What?
We're an Ohana, which according to Lilo in Stitch means family.
Guys, make sure you tune in next week. But before we go,
Chad, what should people do this week?
This is what I want you to do this week. I want you to just think for a minute. I want you to think about how you feel about everything. How do you feel about everything? Is it good? Is it bad? It's probably bad. Maybe it's good. I want you to change that perspective. I want you to start loving things that you hate. Donald Trump? Love him. Per the words of Kanye, we just gotta start loving. So I want you to get off HQ, you motherfucker.
I'm so sorry.
You ruined my bit.
I did. I'm so sorry. Wow.
It's such an amateur show. Okay. I love you guys so much. Just start loving things. Just start loving everybody. And then maybe we can all be happy. Just love everything and everyone. That's all I want you to do this week. I love you.
I love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. To HQ.
$25,000 if you can eat all 15
courses. That's a lot of money.
You got that?
That is a lot of money.
Okay.
I honestly made that faster okay because be I knew Morgan HQ is coming.
Happy birthday to some of our guests tonight.
Snagglepuss is when you're going, when you have braces. Stop. And
do not finish that thought, please.
Snagglepuss!
Oh, Cameron!